Hello, Peoria Unified School District staff and community. It's with great pleasure that I bring you our last update of the school year. It's truly been a remarkable year at that. Hard to believe that we're wrapping things up. I'd like to bring you a few updates. The district recently conducted our 25th Patriotic Speech Contest, and certainly we offer congratulations to all of the representatives from each of our schools. I'd like to call particular attention to some of our judges. Mr. Carlo Leone, City Councilman from Peoria. We also had Dr. Jim Reed from Glendale Community College and numerous Luke Air Force Base servicemen and women also helped serve as judges. We appreciate their support as well as our governing board members, a couple of which also served as judges. Congratulations to our first place winners in the 5th and 6th grade category. Maya Thompson from Pioneer and Camden Wawro from Copperwood. Our first place winners in the 7th and 8th grade category are Fatima Farheen from Pioneer and Victoria Marbois from Copperwood. Another exciting event this time of year, our Peoria Education Foundation recently hosted our Against All Odds recognition. They awarded over $11,000 of scholarships to college-bound students. They also awarded over $32,000 worth of grants to teachers for innovative kinds of activities that they will be involving their students in the upcoming year. Congratulations, and we enjoyed that reception. Recently, one of our students was treated to a delicious lunch at the Phoenician. Mariah Holmes was a student at Murphy Elementary School. She's an eighth grader, and she was selected for an essay on the 48 most intriguing women in Arizona history, and this was in conjunction with the Arizona Centennial Celebration. Mariah Holmes, congratulations. This is a second consecutive year in which our MESA program, Mathematics, Engineering, and Science Achievement, students received first place in the state competition. The competition was held at Arizona State University, under the direction of Skinny Hill at Peoria High School. Congratulations to these students and to Mr. Hill. Our annual Pride of Peoria recognition occurred in April. Congratulations to our Pride of Peoria recipients this year. I would also like to call particular attention to our Raymond S. Kellis recipients, Mrs. Karen Ritz, the Leadership in Teaching Award recipient, Mr. Val Barrett, Leadership in Administration, and Mrs. Barb Troike, Leadership and Support Services. Congratulations to each of these, as well as all of our Pride of Peoria recipients. As we do each year, we recognize and bid farewell to our retirees. We had a wonderful celebration, and we certainly offer our best to all of those that have served our students and our community in true Peoria fashion. Congratulations and best of luck, retirees. Not only are our students and staff recognized at the state level, the Peoria Unified School District recently was recognized at the national level. Our Patron Tour program, which provides a community an opportunity to see a typical 21st century elementary and high school day, recently received this national recognition with the 2012 National School Board Association's Honorable Mention Magna Award. The Magna Awards honor school board best practices and programs that advance student learning. Speaking of patron tour, we are already looking forward to our first patron tour of the 2012-2013 school year. That will be held on the campus of Centennial High School and Desert Harbor Elementary School. Annually, we recognize the importance that volunteers play in our school district. Recently, we hosted our annual volunteer recognition event. We're very appreciative of the time and energy that these talented volunteers provide to our district to support students. As part of that event, the highest tribute is given to volunteers selected for their outstanding contributions. Mike Maloney from Alta Loma Elementary was selected as the Volunteers Make a Difference recipient. Frontier Elementary's Don Harden as the Volunteering is Priceless recipient given to Peoria's top senior, 65 and older, volunteer. Congratulations, Don. Upcoming events. It's that time of year where we are fully preparing for our graduation and promotion ceremonies. This year, we will graduate over 2,500 high school seniors as we wish them well as they continue on their journey. A reminder that our governing board holds meetings on the second and fourth Thursday of every month. If you can't join us live, we hope you'll tune in as we live stream these meetings. In addition, you can sign up to receive our e-summary for a highlight of the decisions that are made at each board meeting. Visit the district website for more information. While this is our last podcast until next year, you can get district-related news 24 hours a day by visiting our website and our Facebook and Twitter pages. A final thank you to our community for helping recognize the countless teachers and staff members in our district through the Thank a Teacher program. Through this program, more than 600 staff members received special thank you cards and more than $4,300 was raised for the Peoria Education Foundation, a record year. It's a very busy time of year. It's certainly an exciting time of year as we wind things down. Truly, this school year has been an awesome experience for our students. We appreciate all the work that everyone has done, staff and community, in preparing our students to be successful after they graduate. We wish all of you a wonderful summer. Be safe, relax, and enjoy. Look forward to seeing you back in the fall.